Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. I know it's late. You wouldn't happen to have the time, would you? I know. Everyone has a phone these days, right? Well, not everyone. People like me aren't really into technology. Is it that late, really? You know, it's going to be a full moon tonight. It should be coming out soon. I love full moons, don't you? People living in cities these days, they don't really get to appreciate the night sky. It's such a shame. There's a lot of beauty to be found up there, in the darkness. But you look like a real city person. Someone who lived their whole life surrounded by concrete and glass, feet rarely touching the earth. I grew up in the wilderness, you see. I love feeling the grass and the soil between my toes. Look right here, into my eyes. Can you see it? Can you see the wilderness? There it is. One look deep in the eye, and the blanket falls over you. Why don't we go for a walk? There's a lovely pathway up into the trees here. It's only a city park, not the real wild. But it's enough. Take my hand. I will lead, and you will follow. Yes, like this. It's so delicious. The night air. Can you smell that? The fresh earth and the scent of possibility. All the senses come alive at night. Do you know why? Because the prey need to be wary and the predators need to be sharp. We both need our senses to come alive. You know, I've been following you for the last hour. Walking around, looking at you. So lonesome and sad. The streets you walked. You were aimless in your wanderings. Do you want for something more in life? Something bigger than the gray, dreary little worlds that you humans create for yourselves? You know, it wasn't always this way. Humans were once as mighty and fearsome as the wolves. Majestic, even in your own way. Wild, untamed, strong, worthy of respect. But then you tamed yourselves into weakness. Orderly little societies of advertising and taxes and insurance. Pathetic. I followed you for so long because you are beautiful. I looked at you and I started to salivate. I thought about taking you up here and tearing you apart under the full moon until the night air cooled your blood on my fur. But I kept watching. For longer than I planned. And I saw something more in you than just deliciousness. I saw potential. In the way you walk, in the way your eyes move. There is something of that old wildness in you, yearning to get out. It's a rare thing to see in humans these days. Some deep part of you that understands the truth, that it was never meant to be this way. I can show you how it was meant to be. I can make you more than you ever were. Or you ever could be. I can. And I will. I've run alone through the night for so long. And I sought no pack. But I will take you as my mate. As my omega. and I will teach you to run and change and kill. And though you will kill, I will show you a world more full of life than you ever thought possible. You will smell the roots of the trees, and you will see the surface of the stars, and those weak little humans you secretly despise so much will become your sustenance. And as you break their bones with your teeth, you will wonder how you tolerated being one of them for so long. I see hunger in your eyes, but you are hypnotized, and I hardly think that's fair at this point. I release you. There you are. And look, the same desperation remains. I've shown you what's possible, and you can no longer live the life you once did. Come. Sit with me amidst the trees. Your eyes look like burning coals. Something has awakened in you, as if you understand already. The first of the lichens were created by a curse from the old gods. But in time those gods faded, and we outlasted them. And our curse became a blessing. And now, all it takes is a bite. To break your flesh with my teeth, and leave you alive. And you will live as my slave. As my thrall. As my mate. Ready to be taken at a moment's notice, whether by agreement or by force. Ah, my Omega. Mine to do with as I please. Helpless before my command, but strong and wild in your own right. Would you wish for such a thing, were it not already predestined? You look as if you would. Are you ready to face your new life, human? Through your veins. Neither human nor wolf, as you begin to turn. Living in the space between. Some wolves only swap blood to claim their prey. But not me. I swap more than blood. And at this moment, when you walk between worlds, this is the best time to claim the rest of you. This is when you'll taste the sweetest. You see how easily you shed your human dress. You have no need for clothes any longer. The taste of blood has filled me with unstoppable desire. You see how hard you've made me. Do you see how your passion and desperation has filled me with lust? You see how the moon really brings out my fangs? You'll not disappoint me, I know. I won't allow it. I'll take what I want of you until I'm pleased. And I will push you down into the dirt. And I will show you what true power really is. Tearing away the last of your modest human rags to expose those parts of you that I need the most. And I wonder, should I fuck you or eat you? Why not both? And as I thrust myself into you. And as I taste of your throat, and I wonder, have you ever felt so penetrated as my force enters your body, your mind, and your soul? Have you ever felt so thoroughly owned? With rock-hard animal cock locked inside you so you can't escape, even if you wanted to. Look at you squirm in pain. Oh, this is so much more than you bargained for, isn't it? And soon you'll learn to tolerate real pain. But not yet. For now, you must suffer. And I love watching you suffer. Yourself to take my seed for the first time out of 1,000 as I force my wolf cock so deep in you that you'll feel as if you'd been reborn, and I will fuck you so hard right through your soul that it will kill the last of your humanity. Do you smell that, little wolf? It's the night you're smelling. The night as it truly is. Not as humans smell it. Welcome to your new life.